Al-Quds Day celebration seemed a suitable moment for head of Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, to appear in person. The essence of his speech during the popular rally seemed focused on the unconditional support for the holy city of Al-Quds. Nasrallah stressed that Iran and the Shias of the world have always been behind the Palestinian cause, despite the latest propaganda created by some Arab states.
Palestine must remain the main cause. They are seeking to remove the Shia of the Arab and Islamic worlds from the equation and the struggle against Israel. We in Hezbollah will keep supporting Palestine.
Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah called on all the Arabs to have a unified stance towards Palestine and to be aware of a plot to disintegrate the people of the region.
Isn't it time for the peoples of the region to point their fingers at the countries that are sponsoring this destructive, spiteful scheme, which is the most dangerous scheme our region has witnessed? Anyone backing the Takfiri groups ideologically, financially, and in the media, and anyone pushing them to the battlefields, bears the first responsibility for all the ongoing destruction.
A representative of the Islamic Jihad told Press TV that there is a conspiracy against the resistance, whether in Lebanon or Palestine, whose focal point is Al-Quds.
The U.S. wants to impose a compromise on the people of Palestine in light of the disturbances in the region. There is also an attempt by some Arab states to kill our struggle against Israel, but this will fail because there is a resilient resistance capable of confronting Israel. Despite the obstacles facing the resistance, Palestine will be freed eventually.
Thousands turned up for the event to say that the issue of Al-Quds is strongly alive in their hearts.
Al-Quds is a big day. It means for us a lot. It means the dignity of all Arabs and Muslims.
We hope that all the Muslims in all the our world to get the special purpose, who is to liberate the Quds, inshallah.
In August 1979, the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Grand Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, declared the last Friday of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan as International Quds Day.
Al-Quds Day for Hezbollah and its supporters has not only become a day to remember Al-Quds, the holy city and its many connotations, they also stress that it has become a symbol for the plight of the Palestinians itself. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.